Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jimmy Dykes. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Quinn. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Jack Quinn. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, John Stone. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The center fielder, Harry Rice. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harry Heilman. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting eighth. The catcher, Larry Woodall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Whitehill. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Earl Whitehill. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop takes first base on ball four. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a pop-up towards short. Tavener catches it and throws to first to double up Bishop. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a pop-up towards the mound. Whitehill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quinn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is called out on strikes. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive beyond first. Heilman can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller strikes out. Two outs. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Gehringer fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dykes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus takes first base on ball four. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McManus moves to second. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McManus moves to third. Fothergill moves to second. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall hits a line drive into center field. Ha settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dykes fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Dykes. McManus scores. Fothergill moves to third. Tavener moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Tigers. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-1 in the game. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stone for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn bunts towards first. Heilman scoops it up and throws to first, with Gehringer covering, for the out. Dykes moves to second. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bishop hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 0. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-1 in the game. Heilman hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Heilman scoops it up and throws to first, with Whitehill covering, for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics 0. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, McManus hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dykes fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tavner bunts towards third. Hale fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fothergill moves to second. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 0 for 1 in the game. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dykes hits a fly ball into center field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn is 0 for 0 in the game. Quinn hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Woodall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitehill strikes out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 2 in the game. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dykes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 2 in the game. Gehringer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bishop strikes out. Woodall drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Bishop out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 2 in the game. Haas hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 1, Tigers, 1. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 2 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Heilman scoops it up and throws to first, with Whitehill covering, for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Simmons hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 2 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 2 in the game. Heilman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Heilman reaches second base with a double. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McManus for the out. Heilman moves to third. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fothergill hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. Hale hits a fly ball into right field. Father Gill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fox tags and moves to third. Miller tags and moves to second. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dykes is walked intentionally. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn is 0-for-1 in the game. Quinn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. Miller scores. Dykes moves to second. It's 3-1, Athletics. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dykes scores. Quinn moves to second. It's 4-1, Athletics. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Haas bunts in front of the plate. Woodall fields it and throws to first for the out. Quinn moves to third. Bishop moves to second. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-3 in the game. Cochran hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Geringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Tavener hits a line drive towards short. Dykes reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Noon pinch hits for Larry Woodall. Johnny Noon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pinky Hargrave pinch hits for Earl Whitehill. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hargrave for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Hargrave now catching. George Smith now pitching. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus can't make a play. That's a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Simmons moves to second. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Miller bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Simmons moves to third. Fox moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Simmons scores. Fox scores. Miller moves to second. It's 6-1, Athletics. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dykes strikes out. One out. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Quinn strikes out. 2 outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bishop strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-3 in the game. Stone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dykes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-3 in the game. Gehringer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-3 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards second. Bishop throws to second for one, and Dykes throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Rice moves to second. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Heilman hits a fly ball into center field. Ha settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Haas hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-4 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Simmons hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McManus hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Tavener hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.